unless you've been living under a rock. Sweet words of praise, right? Just the opposite. When you hear this phrase, how do you feel? Respected or insulted? Why would a speaker use this phrase? Are they trying to build rapport by suggesting that you are living under a rock? Is the speaker under the rock with you, or standing on top and grinding down on you? Is the speaker suggesting that you are equal or beneath them? Perhaps the speaker is proud of something they know that you don't. Ha ha, I know more than you. You're ignorant and I'm not, because I don't live under the rock like you. When you hear this phrase, how do you feel? They suggested that you're living under a rock. What does that say about how they see you? Is this a sign of respect? Why would they even suggest such an insulting scenario? When you hear this phrase, what do you see? What lives under a rock? Slugs. Did the speaker just call you a slug? Why does the speaker see you as a disgusting creature living under a rock? Would you ever say that to a person that you care about or want to develop a relationship with? You must be a slimy, ignorant creature, and I'm here to enlighten you because I am the Anointed One. You've been hiding under a rock like a slug, and I'm here to enlighten you with my wisdom. Now bow down to my greatness, you slug. Should I respond with, thanks for calling me a slug, you arrogant jerk? Now just watch me slime you. Or should I throw the rock at the speaker? Beware of the weed words.